Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 12th to the 18th, 2013. The Palestinian Authority voiced concerns this week over escalating rates of construction in West Bank Israeli settlements. Meanwhile, settlers' attacks this week leave five Palestinians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. One civilian was injured, a journalist arrested, as Israeli troops attacked on Friday the weekly anti-wall and settlements protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura has more.
This week, protests were organized at the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in and Na'lin, Central West Bank, in addition to Al-Masara village, Southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water against protesters. One civilian was slightly injured, and a photojournalist was kidnapped by Israeli troops at the village of Bil'in. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at the two villages as well. Al-Nabi Saleh protesters were attacked by Israeli soldiers before leaving the village. However, the residents and their international supporters managed to remove the Israeli-installed gate, closing the main road leading in or out of the village. Many people were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere on Friday, Israeli troops attacked Al-Masara residents and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura.
As Palestinian-Israeli talks comes to a halt, Palestinian lead negotiator Sabi Erekat voiced this week the Palestinian Authority concern over growing settlements building on occupied Palestinian lands. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
Erekat's remarks came on the heels of a report issued by Peace Now Bloc, an Israeli organization promoting peace. The report suggested that since early 2013, Israel has accelerated settlements building by double the amount. Israeli illegal settlements building on occupied Palestinian lands are considered as an obstacle to peacemaking. International community and United Nations regard the occupied Jerusalem, West Bank and Gaza Strip as boundaries of a future Palestinian state. Meanwhile, spokesperson for the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, Nabila Bourdena, believed that a two-state solution can never be workable unless Israel holds illegal settlements activities on occupied Palestinian lands. In a related note, PA's Prime Minister Rami Alhamdallah called on the state of Malta to exert pressure on Israel to lift a six-year-long blockade on the Gaza Strip, which is an integral part of the occupied Palestinian territories that make up the future Palestinian state. Malta has pledged a financial support of more than $100,000 to the Palestinian Authority and formed a joint economic committee with the PA. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 35 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, a number of civilians were injured and troops kidnapped at least 41 others, including three children. Right-wing settlers' attacks against West Bank Palestinian civilians escalated this week as well. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
Israeli army invasions this week were focused in the cities of Bethlehem and Hebron, southern West Bank, as well as the cities of Jenin and Nablus in the north. A Palestinian young woman sustained critical wounds on Monday when she was stabbed by an Israeli right-wing settler near Jerusalem Old City. Israeli police announced that they found the woman stabbed and left to bleed near Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem. Palestinian sources said that the young woman was moved to a nearby hospital after sustained multiple stab wounds in her abdomen and hands. Elsewhere, three Palestinian farmers were injured on Monday when Israeli settlers attacked them near the village of Ya'bad in northern part of the West Bank. Witnesses told local media that the settlers attacked the car the three men were in as it dropped by Homish settlement near their village. Later in the week, three Palestinian civilians were injured on Wednesday afternoon as they were attacked by Israeli right-wing extremists near Jerusalem Old City. According to Israeli police reports, the attack was racially motivated. On Thursday, two Palestinian civilians were injured during clashes between local youth and invading Israeli troops targeting the southern West Bank town of Beit Omar. Witnesses said that the clashes started when soldiers fired tear gas at residents taking part of a funeral in the town. Also on Thursday, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Farmers were harvesting their olive trees when a group of armed settlers attacked them and took over their farming tools, as local sources reported. According to sources, the settlers came from the Yitzhar illegal Israeli settlement near the Palestinian village of Burin. In the Gaza Strip this week, the Egyptian army destroyed on Wednesday a tunnel between the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah and Egypt. According to Egyptian sources, the tunnel was dug under a house on the Egyptian side of the borders all the way into Rafah. Egyptian troops evacuated the house, then destroyed it and the tunnel under it. Since Israel placed the Gaza Strip under siege in June 2007, those tunnels became the source of much-needed medical, food, and fuel supplies to a 1.7 million Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsiyya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 12th to the 18th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.